2020学年第二学期徐汇区学习能力诊断卷高三英语听力现在开始，请同学们做好准备。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions. In Section A, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Should I lock up the computer lab now before I go home?
Don't bother. I'm not leaving for a while. I can check it on my way out.
Question.What will the woman probably do?
2.
If you keep your cool, you won't fail.
It's not my first presentation. My hands just can't help trembling, though.
Question. What is going on with the woman?
3. You think you will beat me? In your dreams?
Just wait and see.
Question. What is probably going to happen? 4. The new project is a risk. We are likely to face up to a big loss.
Just do your best. I'll stand by you, whatever happens.
Question. What does the man mean?5. Hey, Mike, how was your final exam?
The exam wasn't hard at all, but I blew it.
Question. What does the man imply?
6. Mrs. James, can I talk to you about my paper sometime next week?
I'm available next Tuesday if you want to meet then.
Question.What does the man want to do?
7. I heard that Jane and Peter had fallen out.
They just had a quarrel, but have made it up now.
Question. What does the woman mean?
8. Michael is to give a party tonight in his new house. Will you come?
I'm just not in the mood for party tonight. My dad is still in hospital.
Question. Why doesn't the woman want to go to the party? 9. I did mean to call her, but it slipped my mind.
I'll fire you if you make the same mistake again.
Question. What is the relationship between the two speakers?
10. I heard the math requirements for graduation are being changed.
Yes, and I may be short one course.
Question. What does the man mean?
2. Directions. In Section B, you'll hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions.The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Dear Food, I know you already know this, but I need you. You bring my family together.You sweeten my celebrations, you make my deals, you satisfy my senses, and you keep me alive. You work so hard to make all of this possible, spending your life growing in the field, the factory, or the sea. I try to be good to you. I give you half of my land, 2/3 of the water I consume, 1/10 of my energy, and 1/6 of my workforce. But I want to apologize.Because after all that, you deserve to be eaten, but instead, I throw away almost half of you, enough calories to feed 150 million people. From harvest to home, I waste half of all fruits, vegetables, seafood, and a third of all grains. I'd better to meat and a dairy, wasting only 20%, but this is a double waste, because essentially, I'm also dumping the grain or grass the animal ate to make the muscle or milk. And I waste you in many ways. For example, sometimes I leave you in the field to die because it costs more to harvest you than you are worth. Other times, I mistakenly damage, pollute, or spill you, or reject you when you are imperfect because I judge by appearance. But mostly, I squander you in supermarkets, restaurants, and homes when you are so close to being eaten. I offer too much of you, so I take too much and I can't finish you, or I can't sell all of you before you go bad. At home, I forget about you, or I cook too much and don't know how to store you. Or maybe I just don't like leftovers. Part of the problem is that on average, I spend a smaller part of my household budget on you than in any other country or any time in history, and my spending is spread out over days and weeks, so I don't notice the cost of wasting you. In general, I need to learn more about you, because this is about us and our relationship. I help you grow, and then I eat you. Anything else is a waste. Yours sincerely, Man.
Listen again, please.
Dear Food, I know you already know this, but I need you. You bring my family together. You sweeten my celebrations. You make my deals. You satisfy my senses. And you keep me alive. You work so hard to make all of this possible, spending your life growing in the field, the factory, or the sea. I try to be good to you. I give you half of my land, 2/3 of the water I consume, 1/10 of my energy, and 1/6 of my workforce. But I want to apologize, because after all that, you deserve to be eaten. But instead, I throw away almost half of you, enough calories to feed 150 million people. From harvest to home, I waste half of all fruits, vegetables, seafood, and 1/3 of all grains. I'd better to meat and a dairy, wasting only 20%, but this is a double waste, because essentially, I'm also dumping the grain or grass the animal ate to make the muscle or milk. And I waste you in many ways. For example, sometimes I leave you in the field to die because it costs more to harvest you than you are worth. Other times, I mistakenly damage, pollute, or spill you, or reject you when you are imperfect, because I judge by appearance. But mostly, I squander you in supermarkets, restaurants, and homes when you are so close to being eaten. I offer too much of you, so I take too much and I can't finish you, or I can't sell all of you before you go bad. At home, I forget about you, or I cook too much and don't know how to store you. Or maybe I just don't like leftovers. Part of the problem is that on average, I spend a smaller part of my household budget on you than in any other country or any time in history, and my spending is spread out over days and weeks, so I don't notice the cost of wasting you. In general, I need to learn more about you, because this is about us and our relationship. I help you grow, and then I eat you. Anything else is a waste. Yours sincerely, Man.
Question 11. According to the speaker, how many people could the wasted food have been used to feed?
Question 12. Why did people sometimes leave the food in the field to die?
Question 13. Why didn't some people notice the waste on food? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
When we are learning a new language, carrying on a conversation can be difficult. It is even harder when there's the added pressure of doing a job well using the new language. To solve this problem, we will suggest some simple learning strategies to improve your ability to listen and carry on conversations. The first strategy is to predict what you will hear. Maybe your customers sometimes say they have problems with placing an order on your website. You can think about the ways they usually ask about that problem. What words do they often use in that kind of conversation? For example, customer may often use the word order. The next strategy is to prepare a list of those words and listen for them when a customer begins talking with you. I call this focusing when you listen. The next time you are listening to a customer, pay attention to the keywords that help you understand their question. Next, think about what you can say to the customer to let them know you need a little help understanding them. You can let the customer know you are an English learner. There are two questions you can ask. One is, would you please speak more slowly? The other is kind of question is one I call asking to clarify. Remember, you predicted some of the words your customers may use. You should listen closely for those words. When you hear one, you can ask the customer a short question to be sure. Did you say you want to order? You can prepare your answers to customers' questions and rehearse them in your free time. You may want to keep a notebook with your usual answers. You can practice saying them out loud to yourself. Finally, you can put all these actions and thoughts together. We hope that these four strategies will help you to better deal with your customers in English. Learning English takes time and effort, but sometimes a few good strategies make things easier.
Listen again, please. When we are learning a new language, carrying on a conversation can be difficult. It is even harder when there is the added pressure of doing a job well using the new language. To solve this problem, we will suggest some simple learning strategies to improve your ability to listen and carry on conversations. The first strategy is to predict what you will hear. Maybe your customers sometimes say they have problems with placing an order on your website. You can think about the ways they usually ask about that problem. What words do they often use in that kind of conversation? For example, customers may often use the word order. The next strategy is to prepare a list of those words and listen for them when a customer begins talking with you. I call this focusing when you listen. The next time you're listening to a customer, pay attention to the keywords that help you understand their question. Next, think about what you can say to the customer to let them know you need a little help understanding them. You can let the customer know you are an English learner. There are two questions you can ask. One is, would you please speak more slowly? The other is kind of question is one I call asking to clarify. Remember, you predicted some of the words your customers may use. You should listen closely for those words. When you hear one, you can ask the customer a short question to be sure. Did you say you want to order? You can prepare your answers to customers' questions and rehearse them in your free time. You may want to keep a notebook with your usual answers. You can practice saying them out loud to yourself. Finally, you can put all these actions and thoughts together. We hope that these four strategies will help you to better deal with your customers in English. Learning English takes time and effort, but sometimes a few good strategies make things easier.
Question 14. What does the second strategy focus on?
Question 15. What if you can't catch what the customer says?
Question 16. What's the purpose of this passage?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, can you help me?
Sure, what's the problem?
I've got to write an essay on electrical distribution and transmission systems. but I can't find any suitable books in the engineering section on level 3.
Have you used the library search engine?
You mean where you type the keywords into the computer? Yes, I've done that. A couple of books come up, but they are not on the shelves. Someone's taken them out.
Well, I can put a reserve on them so that when the person brings them back to the library, we can put them on one side for you. Do you want to do that?
I don't know. I suppose so. But ideally, I'd like to get started on my essay sooner rather than later.
Well, there are some other options. Didn't you go on a library introduction tour in the first week of this term? They were running 5 days a week, morning and afternoon.
No, I was ill that week.
Well, we still do 2 library tours a week on Wednesdays, and I recommend you go on one of them. You'll learn a lot of useful things. You can sign up at the desk on level 2.
Yes, I probably should do that then.
So, that's a good place to start. Meanwhile, you can always go and talk to your subject librarian. The person for electrical engineering is Mark Taylor. His office is on level 4.
Will he be there now?
Let me see. What's the time? 12:15. He will probably be on lunch. Or if not, he will be going at 12:30. You'd be best to wait and come back at 2-ish. Then you'll be more likely to catch him.
Okay, thank you.
Listen again, please.
Hi. Can you help me?
Sure. What's the problem?
I've got to write an essay on electrical distribution and transmission systems, but I can't find any suitable books in the engineering section on level 3.
Have you used the library search engine?
You mean where you type the keywords into the computer? Yes, I've done that. A couple of books come up, but they are not on the shelves. Someone's taken them out.
Well, I can put a reserve on them so that when the person brings them back to the library, we can put them on one side for you. Do you want to do that?
I don't know. I suppose so. But ideally, I'd like to get started on my essay sooner rather than later.
Well, there are some other options. Didn't you go on a library introduction tour in the first week of this term? They were running 5 days a week, morning and afternoon.
No, I was ill that week.
Well, we still do 2 library tours a week on Wednesdays, and I recommend you go on one of them. You'll learn a lot of useful things. You can sign up at the desk on level 2.
Yes, I probably should do that then.
So, that's a good place to start. Meanwhile, you can always go and talk to your subject librarian. The person for electrical engineering is Mark Taylor. His office is on level 4.
Will he be there now?
Let me see. What's the time? 12:15. He will probably be on lunch. Or if not, he will be going at 12:30. You'd be best to wait and come back at 2-ish. Then you'll be more likely to catch him.
Okay, thank you.
Question 17. Which of the following has the man done already?
Question 18. On how many days per week are library introduction tours currently available?
Question 19. What can the man do on level 2?
Question 20. What time does the librarian recommend that the man returns to meet the subject librarian?